Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yeah, this is he.
All right, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm calling because I'm setting up unemployment.
Go ahead with your social.
424-29-8824.
I got 424-29-8824.
Uh-huh.
Verify your name.
Ronnie Dungeon Pruitt.
And your mother's maiden name?
Alicia Carmen Kane.
And your driver's license number, please, sir.
742-5336.
Thank you. And could you verify your date of birth for me?
April 13, 1987.
All right. I'm going to ask a few questions, and we'll go ahead and get your claim reopened. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Pruitt, what was the highest grade you completed in school?
10th.
Okay. All right, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. That prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
I do want direct deposit.
All right. Will it be checking or savings?
It'll be checking. And do you mind if my wife answer the question? Because I'm driving. I'm actually driving to Jasper right now. Can she answer for me? Can I put her on speakerphone so she can? I can answer her, but she hold the phone.
I mean, that's fine.
Oh, interesting. All right, I can hear
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry, I was just making sure you're still on.
Check the information.
Yes, he's getting it out. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Which one do you need first?
The routing number.
The routing number is 06200019.
All right. So it's 06200019.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mrs. Pruitt, go ahead with the account number.
027-399-7765.
And that is 027-399-7765.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mrs. Pruitt, go ahead and verify the mailing address for me.
1001 Wilkinson Road, Fayette, Alabama, 35555.
And what was your street name again?
Wilkinson Road.
Wilkinson Road, okay. All right, so I have the address. It's 1001 Wilkinson Road, Fayette, Alabama, 35555.
Yes.
All right. Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's a good contact phone number for the claim?
205-270-6084.
All right. I have 205-270-6084.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Pruitt, I have a few more questions here. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
All right. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, Mrs. Pruitt, was the work he performed with the same employer that he reported on his last claim?
No.
Okay. And when was the last day he worked?
Hang on one second. Okay, let me ask you this. We're in the middle of this. Let me say, he's filing for what's coming up because we're supposed to be off for a month. So can you put in a date that's not here yet? Can you do that?
No, I have to put in the last day that he worked.
Okay, well, we're going to file for the week. Okay, be the 17th, November 17th.
So November the 17th was the last day he worked.
I'm confused, because that's what it was on mine when I filed this. I'm sorry, it's the 16th.
So November 16th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
All right. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
All right, Ms. Pruitt. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
All right. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what's that date?
Hang on one second. November 28th. The day you went back.
That is a past date. I can't select that.
I'm so confused. Okay. Look, what we're trying to do, I know, like I said a while ago, she told us to go ahead and file. Go ahead and call and get everything set up to file for when we're off the month. So that's what we were doing.
Okay. You cannot file a claim if you're still working.
Okay, so we would have to wait until we get off work Thursday then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me ask you this. Will y'all be, I know that the call center's closed on Friday, correct?
It's called, I'm sorry?
The call, like when I call the call center, if I call after Thursday, it tells me y'all are closed until Monday. Is that correct?
No, we're here Monday through Friday.
Okay, good. Okay, just wanted to make sure because last time I did it, anyway, that's beside the point. But okay. Is it? Can you save his claim from where you've got it so far, and let's just finish it Thursday?
Yes, but you would need to go back to the part where it says the last day worked because you're going to have to give that date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I will save this progress so he wouldn't have to start all the way over reopening.
Okay. That would be great.
All right. Well, Ms. Pruitt, yes, please give us a call back on the last day of working. And you can actually put that in at that time.
Okay.
All right.
I'll Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good day.
You as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.